This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness underway. Two games going on. Actually, three. The third one just tipped off right now. In the East region, Minnesota on top of Louisville, 51-40. Yale trails LSU at half, 45-29. So much for that J-Lo upset special. And just underway.
Are you sure?
In the Midwest.
I'm 0-2.
New Mexico State on top of Auburn early, 7-6. And you can hear all these games from the college basketball tournament on Sports Radio 650. We're also going to keep you up to date right here on Sports Radio 610. Sean Pendergast usually joins us in an hour, but I feel like this segment is right up his alley. So I'm going to let him partake in the non-sports most famous alumni bracket. And here's basically how this works. I've taken all the matchups from today's games, and I've put together the most famous alumni from each school.
Okay.
So there'll be a showdown between...
Non-athletes.
Athletes, no sports. So there'll be a showdown between Louisville and Minnesota and their most famous alumni. And we'll put the winners together, and we'll just keep this going as the week goes on and see who wins. But we already know who's going to win. Spoiler alert. You'll hear that in just a sec. Don't say it yet, Sean.
Okay.
Do I sound fantastic?
You can do your deal here.
Okay. I feel like I sound a little tinny, but yeah, go ahead.
By the way, it's popping at Twin Peaks and I-10.
Yeah, it is.
So you need to come out here. All right, so we're going to start with matchup one, Louisville versus Minnesota. Louisville famous alum Diane Sawyer is going to match up with Minnesota alum Bob Dylan. I want you guys to talk this out and tell me who the winner is. I think this might be a blowout.
Diane Sawyer is huge.
Yeah.
She's not Bob Dylan.
No, Bob Dylan is
This is a close game. We're going to keep it in basketball references.
Yeah.
This is a three-point game at the half. But because they're both strong.
Yeah.
But Bob Dylan wins by 22.
This is your classic 4 versus 13 matchup.
Yes.
Where the 13 is probably an elite mid-major conference winner.
Yes.
But Bob Dylan is a...
It's Murray State.
Is a Power 6 conference heavyweight. May not have won his conference tournament, but really, really solid.
Yeah.
Cultural icon that transcends multiple decades. And Diane Sawyer's been around a long time, too. But, yeah, Bob Dylan, I'm a Bob Dylan guy on that one.
Yeah, Bob Dylan. So we got to give that to the University of Minnesota. Bob Dylan advances. I'll be the tiebreaker if you guys disagree.
That's good. I like
so that. That's how we're doing it. And we're doing the most famous alumni non-sports bracket showdown from all the matchups today in March Madness. This one's going to be an assing, and this team's not going to lose at all. LSU versus Yale. LSU has James Carville.
I knew it was going to be James Carville.
As their most famous non-sports alum. So I'm not going to question James Carville and his resume, but I'm just going to lay out a list of all the people that have gone to Yale. And you tell me who is going to mess with this. Both George Bushes, Hillary Clinton, Dick Cheney, Eli Whitney, who invented the cotton gin.
Cotton gin, baby.
I learned that in sixth grade.
Glenn Beck, Oliver Stone, Anderson Cooper, Paul Newman, Meryl Streep, Jodie Foster,
oh my God.
President Taft, Bill Clinton, Gerald Ford, and James Franco, who, by the way, starred in a movie with John McClane, Spring Breakers, a classic.
And Brooke Shields went to Yale.
Yale is like one of those Kentucky teams that has like 8 All-Americans on it or a Duke team. Like they're like Duke this year that's going to have like 3 of the top 12 picks in the draft.
They're more than that. They're the 1960s Celtics.
Yeah.
Because they don't just...
No, they make the 1960s Celtics look like the Browns.
Yeah, they're not just
the
incredible.
They're not a 1 or 2 year thing.
Yeah.
They're
the dream team.
They're the dream team.
They're the 92 dream team is what they are.
Could I interest you guys in a clip from... John McClane's performance with Yale alum James Franco?
Absolutely.
All right, here you go. This is John McClane as the judge in the great movie Spring Breakers.
Let me guess. Spring Breakers? You're not going to be charged with a narcotics possession because it wasn't found on your actual person. You will be issued citations, but you're going to have to pay the fines. You're going to do 2 more days in county.
Very good performance.
That's acting.
I don't know how he didn't win an award for that.
I wish they had let him go, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen somebody do. Got to let McClain be McClain a little bit.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Yippee-ki-yay! Spoiler alert, nobody's going to beat Yale ever.
Man, right. Go through that list again one more time.
Both George Bushes, Hillary Clinton, Dick Cheney, Eli Whitney, the inventor of the cotton gin, Glenn Beck, James Franco, Oliver Stone, Anderson Cooper, Paul Newman, Meryl Streep, Jody Foster, President Taft, President Bill Clinton, and President Gerald Ford.
Okay, just acting alone?
Yeah.
You could argue that Yale has produced the greatest actor. I'm saying argue.
Argue, yeah, sure.
The greatest actor and actress
Franco's
in history.
Franco's great, right?
No, Paul Newman and Meryl Streep.
Jodie Foster's on there too. I don't think she's in the conversation for greatest ever.
With Meryl Streep,
she's been in some hits.
With Meryl Streep.
With Meryl Streep. I was kidding. But who are we letting represent Yale? Do we pick a different one each time?
You tell me.
Well, pick one.
In this case, in this case, we got to let one of the Bushes do it because it's Carville on the other side.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like we got to let the political animosity seep into
LSU
the match.
Actors,
we have to. This is a 1-16. We need a background storyline, and I feel like the.
This is true.
The conflicting political views will at least give us a reason to watch this game into the second half.
All right, it's a famous alumni bracket showdown with all of today's matchups. Next, we have Auburn versus New Mexico State. New Mexico State has an alum by the name of Paul Wilbur Klipsch. I don't know.
Okay.
He's known for developing the high efficiency folded horn loudspeaker. So
that's their most famous alum?
Yes. That's not sports.
Hold on. Really?
Yeah. Paul Wilbur Kipsch, whatever it is, versus Auburn, who will be represented by, this one shouldn't take too long, Jimmy Buffett and Lionel Richie.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with Lionel Richie.
Yeah, I think it's more of a debate of who represents Auburn.
You're going to piss off a lot of people if you say Jimmy Buffett.
Huh?
If you don't say Jimmy Buffett, you're going to piss off a lot of people.
Lionel Richie's better.
Which concert would you rather
think,
go
John?
To, Jimmy Buffett or Lionel Richie?
Well, I've seen the Commodores and Lionel Richie about 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
I've seen Jimmy Buffett twice.
I've been to neither.
Yeah.
Which one? You're recommending a concert to me, Lionel Richie or Jimmy Buffett. Who are you recommending?
Commodores era?
Because Lionel Richie plays Commodore stuff in his shows.
Yeah, Commodores.
He's got a Vegas show.
Commodores Lionel Richie is better than Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, I would go with that.
Yeah.
All right, but either way, Auburn
Either way,
advances.
Auburn wins, yeah.
Next
Poor
matchup,
New Mexico State.
Florida State versus Vermont. Florida State has two guys that stuck out the most. We didn't do wrestlers, Sean, so no
it's
Ron
okay.
Simmons.
I'm sorry. It's okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Burt Reynolds and Richard Simmons.
Ooh.
Burt Reynolds is
Burt
clearly
Reynolds.
Is
so
the
we'll
one
go with
take.
Burt. We'll give
yeah.
it to Burt.
Burt
okay.
Reynolds.
Yeah.
Well, then this is where it gets interesting.
Is Vermont sneaky good?
They got a sneaky good actor that I think is in the same category as Burt Reynolds, but I know you guys are probably going to hike your leg on it. Burt Reynolds representing Florida State, representing Vermont. I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's
wow.
not sneaky. That's
no.
that's
discuss,
really good.
Discuss.
Not at all.
Who's
going to
win this one?
This
discuss.
Is a, this is a 7-8. I mean, an 8-9.
This is an 8-9. I'm going Burt Reynolds, and I was about to say this may be my age, Sean, but you're older than me, John. I mean, Burt Reynolds, Ben Affleck is one of the upper tier pop culture guys from the last 15 years or so. But Burt Reynolds was the sex symbol of the late 60s and throughout the 70s.
And I'm gonna use the legend.
He was in Playgirl.
I'm gonna use the legend gauge.
Yeah,
Burt Reynolds is a legend. Ben Affleck is not. So I'm gonna go with Burt Reynolds.
I am too.
Yeah,
I am too. Great matchup.
Use
though.
The legend test.
That's a great matchup though. This is where we needed Paul Gallant to be doing this against you, because Gallant would have argued, I'm guessing, Affleck on multiple levels, the age as well as the Boston connection.
I think Affleck has a strong. I think you can make a case that he's a better actor though.
I don't know, man.
Burt Reynolds?
Burt Reynolds, when he wanted to do it, like back in
Deliverance
and all those, he
Smokey
could do it.
Smokey and the Bandit?
Yep.
Jack Horner in Boogie Nights.
Yep, that too.
Oh,
he was doing it
damn,
for a
now
long
you got
time.
Me. Now you got me.
Yeah.
Now you got me. Yeah. All right. Michigan State versus...
By the way, Burt Reynolds has a Jeter-like list of...
Oh, my God.
So does Affleck, actually.
Lonnie
it's pretty
Anderson.
Good, but yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
He's slang it around. Famous alumni bracket showdown in the spirit of March Madness. Michigan State versus Bradley.
I feel like Bradley's sneaky good.
You only need one,
well,
right? It's kind of like basketball.
Michigan State, James Caine.
James Caine.
Is it C-A?
James Caine. James Caine.
Oh, he's Godfather.
Yeah, he was Sonny Corleone.
Yeah,
and he was Will Ferrell's father in Elf.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So James Caine versus Robert Henry Lawrence.
Okay, I was wrong on that.
He's the first African-American astronaut to go into space. So I want you guys to sell me on The Godfather over the Jackie Robinson of astronauts.
I don't think we have to.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time. And Sonny Corleone is a classic hothead.
I don't think that's a 215.
Look what they did to my boy.
So we're just giving it to James.
They massacred my boy.
We're just dismissing the Jackie Robinson of astronauts.
Yes, we are.
We're talking famous. We're talking
leave this, Figgy.
We're talking famous. We're not talking contributed the most to society.
All right, you got me. Yeah. It was hard. I couldn't find anyone on that one. But I bet you he has like a statue on campus. Maryland versus Belmont. Maryland has Larry David.
That's pretty good.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty good.
Belmont has Brad Paisley.
Yeah, Belmont is in Nashville. Yeah. I bet you they got a lot of country and western.
Yeah, probably. I'm picking Larry David just on pure favoritism.
Well, Larry David has two of the greatest.
These new wave, Curb and Seinfeld, and these new age country guys bother me.
Yeah,
Paisley, mm-hmm. Paisley, he's funny in those Peyton Manning
commercials.
Pick a lane,
man.
Yeah, well, he's
pick a lane. Are you country or not?
Everybody's like, oh, he's so funny, right? That's true. And Luke Bryan, stop sounding the same way you sing when you're in a conversation. Luke Bryan's voice sounds exactly like it does when he sings. If he were here right now, he'd be talking like this, and this is how he sings, too. But Brad Paisley, I saw him in an unscripted environment, and he had the personality of a mashed potato.
Really?
He's funny on the Peyton Manning Nationwide commercials, but he's scripted on there.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, Brad Paisley versus who was it again?
Larry David.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer,
yeah,
right?
Larry David.
Kansas versus Northeastern. We're doing the famous alumni bracket right here. Sean
I could
Pendergast
do this all day
us.
Long.
I could too. I don't know if our boss is enjoying this,
right.
But I am.
He's enjoying
Northeastern,
it.
Northeastern, you have Beverly Ann Johnson. She's the first African-American model to appear on the cover of Vogue.
Oh, here we go again.
Good. Yeah.
Along
yeah.
with Wendy Williams.
Oh.
Wendy Williams. Ah. That's Northeastern. But Kansas, you have Don Johnson and Paul Rudd.
I'd take Don Johnson over Paul Rudd within the Kansas squad.
I think I would,
squad.
Too. Yeah. I think I would,
Miami
too.
Vice. Miami Vice was a pop culture phenomenon
Wendy
for about
Williams
4 years.
Wendy Williams has been successful, though,
Can I throw a curveball at you based on what I just saw from Northeastern famous alumni?
Yeah, of Beverly Ann Johnson. Are you
Jane Curtin.
Oh, Jane Curtin.
From Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't put her on there. I never heard of her.
She's as famous as those other two.
I think she's more famous than those other two.
I would say Don Johnson.
I'll go Don Johnson either way.
I would say Don
Johnson. So Don Johnson beats Wendy Williams.
Yes. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Crockett. Crockett
ahead,
in Miami Vice. He was
Figgy.
He was the golfer that was Kevin Costner's foil in Tin Cup.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. This is a showdown. This is two comedic legends right here.
Okay.
Marquette versus Murray State.
Okay.
Oh, Murray State has a comedic legend.
Yes.
All right.
That comedic legend from Murray State, Jim Varney.
Who's Jim Varney?
Ernest from the Ernest movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
He will be squaring off against Marquette's Chris Farley.
Over.
That's a 2 versus 15.
It's over.
That's
Ernest
insane.
Was a
I'm
big deal, though.
I'm only putting him as a 15 because there's probably a few listeners going, those Ernest movies were hilarious.
I love the Ernest movies.
Have you ever seen one of the Ernest movies?
Not all the way through.
Ernest goes to camp. Ernest goes to
that's
camp.
That's funnier than no.
Nevada versus Florida. From Nevada, Mills Lane.
Oh, the
boxing referee.
Oh, the
referee. The referee when Mike Tyson bit Holyfield's ear.
That's when you know what the answer to that question is.
Versus, from Florida, Marco Rubio and Faye Dunaway. I was very disappointed in Florida's alumni.
Faye Dunaway's big.
Okay.
She's big.
So is she bigger than Mills Lane?
No wire hangers.
Is she bigger than Mills Lane?
Yes.
Yeah. Who was the other Florida one?
Marco Rubio.
Faye Dunaway's got to, you got to go with Faye Dunaway. Little big man.
Yeah.
I think she won an Oscar.
Yeah.
She was, what's the one, No Wire Hangers, the actress that, I forget it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to go with her.
Kentucky versus Abilene Christian. From Kentucky, Ashley Judd.
Of course.
Squaring off against, John Bradshaw Layfield.
Oh, JBL. Of the WWE. I know JBL.
JBL.
Yeah.
So are you going with JBL or Ashley Judd?
Ashley Judd. Ashley Judd.
No,
all
Ashley
day.
Judd destroys JBL. I love JBL. He's a good dude, but I think even JBL would admit that Ashley Judd destroys him in the fame department.
We're doing the famous alumni bracket showdown on Sports Radio 610 in the spirit of March Madness. Villanova versus St. Mary's.
Okay.
St. Mary's, represented by Rebecca Ramos.
Rebecca Ramos, I know that.
You recognize her. Just Google it. She was in Playboy. She's, yeah, okay, she's strong as new rope.
Maybe I shouldn't have said I know that name.
Versus Villanova. Villanova. Bradley Cooper and Toby Keith.
Oh, you got to go with Bradley Cooper, Bradley and it's over.
Hold up. Toby Keith went to Villanova?
He did.
Philly guy.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. When I hear his voice, I think cheesesteaks. Yeah.
That's right. Gonzaga versus Fairleigh Dickinson.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Gonzaga has Bing Crosby. Fairleigh D has John Spencer from the West Wing.
Bing Crosby, that's another 215.
Yeah, Bing Crosby.
White Christmas.
The voice of Christmas.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah. Murph is tweeting us, by the way.
He is?
Friend Matt Murphy. Well, yeah, a distinguished Maryland alum himself. Mm-hmm. He is suggesting Jim Henson, the creator of the Muppets, went to Maryland.
Ah.
And the other one he's suggesting is Sergey Brin, co-founder of Google.
Yeah, okay. Well, nobody knows who that is, though.
Here's the thing, Murph. You won already.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah, stop trying to pile on, man. Why you got to be Steve
Murphy? You're not beating
Murph.
You're not
to run up the score.
Yeah, man.
Murph wants to run up the score.
Murph's doing alley-oops 2 minutes ago in the game, up 30.
Former Texans O-lineman.
Take
and,
a knee. Victory formation, Murph.
Matt Murphy, our buddy. Michigan versus Montana. Michigan.
I feel like Michigan should have a long
list. Let's go Montana. Let's go Montana first.
Okay, all right.
Montana, you have Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. From Montana. That makes sense.
Michigan, you have Madonna or Gerald Ford?
I think Madonna's bigger.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Gerald Ford was president of the United States. Yeah. But yeah, Madonna.
She had a better year, like Babe Ruth would say.
Yeah. Okay. How many more games do we have?
Three more.
Okay. Because Madonna might be the biggest star that we've had on this bracket so far.
It's debatable.
It's Madonna or President Bush. Like, it's.
Yeah.
Like, that's. She's been doing it for 30 years at a very high level. Yeah.
All right, Wofford versus Seton Hall. We're doing a famous alumni bracket. Wofford has Albert Outler, and Seton Hall has actors Chuck Connors and Robert Davey.
Chuck Connors was probably, 15 years on TV? He's the Rifleman and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to leave this one to the OG. I proxy my vote to him on this one. I don't know any of those guys.
Say him again.
Wofford has Albert Outler, and Seton Hall has actors Chuck Connors and Robert Davey.
I think this is a play-in game. And Chuck Connors gets it.
This is someone getting fed to a one seed in the second round is what this is.
You know,
it is a play-in game. This is a 16 versus 16.
Side note, Dick Vitale and Craig Biggio went to Seton Hall.
Yeah, I knew Vitale's the first one I think of when I think of
Seton
Hall.
Wendy Nix went to Wofford.
Yeah, but she's sports.
Well, I was thinking athlete.
Yeah,
okay,
sports figures.
Yeah.
Purdue versus Old Dominion. We got two matchups left. Purdue has Herman Cain and Neil Armstrong. Old Dominion has author Alex Sanchez.
Neil Armstrong.
First man on the moon.
Yeah. Neil Armstrong wins.
Verlander went to ODU, by the way. Yeah. All right, final matchup. We'll do this again tomorrow, by the way. Syracuse versus Baylor. Baylor has Willie Nelson and Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham's the puppet guy, right?
Yeah. And Syracuse
puppets
has Vanessa Williams, Joe Biden, Dick Clark, and Jerry Stiller.
I think you got to go Dick Clark versus Willie Nelson. Those are the two biggest.
Boy, that is a matchup. That's an Elite Eight
matchup. That is a big-time matchup.
You got to give it to Dick Clark.
Do you?
Yeah.
Willie's more.
He's more Texas. If you put that up to a nationwide vote, Dick Clark would destroy him.
I don't know about that.
He would destroy him in a nationwide
vote. You're going to have to use your vote here.
This is one of those games where if that regional was taking place like at the Irwin Center up in Austin, Willie Nelson would have a damn good chance. But if it's anywhere else, Dick Clark's like a 10.5 point
favorite. I'm going to go Willie. So you got to use your veto power here.
Dick Clark.
Oh,
I love Willie.
It's a good matchup.
I love Willie, too.
It's a good matchup.
Yeah.
I love Willie. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Willie Nelson. Sean, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you.
That was fun.
We'll talk to you soon. We're going to do it again tomorrow.
Awesome.
U of H is tomorrow.
Yeah, well, tone for Tita.
Yeah.
That's probably
Are you sure?
One. Well, we'll see.
Are you sure?
Only one way to find out. Tune in tomorrow.
Like
March Madness is underway here on Sports Radio 610. You can watch all the games on 6:50 a.m. Courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks. You can catch all the college basketball action there. And we're also at Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood. So come by, say hi. I just ordered me some pot roast. J-Lo's got him some wings. Coming up next, though, we're going to talk about some drama in the NFL. It got a little bit mushy because of one of the best quarterbacks in the game. We'll tell you who, what, why, when, where, and how next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.